be for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah? Can he kill two birds with one stone? Can he be open the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of matzah sheni with the same matzah? Or not?
So the,
Oh, so the Gemara says it's a machlokes. Omer Abasi, two lines from the bottom of Lamed Zayin on the page. Omer Abasi, he says it's a machlokes atanoi. There is a famous dispute in the Mishnayos where the Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Bailam and Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. When you have Ma'aseh Sheni that you bring to Yerushalayim, because Halacha says that the farmer is allowed to eat it. So does it belong to the farmer? It's Mamon Bailam? Or should he say no? The pasuk says, V'chal Ma'aseh Hortz and Pri Hortz, the end of Vayichumish Vayikra, V'chal Ma'aseh Hortz, Mizera Hortz and Pri Hortz, Kodesh Lashem. I think such a pasuk next to the last pasuk in Vayik, in Bukhul Kaisai. Or it's one of the very last psukim, one of the very last psukim in Chumash Vayikra. So it's called Kodesh Lashem. So that leads Rab Meir to believe that Ma'aseh Sheni is not Mamon Bailam at all. It's a Halig Azach and it belongs Lashamayim and it's Mamon Gavoya. Pasuk Lamed. The last pasuk in Chumash Vayikra is Lamed Dalet. So it's the fourth pasuk from there. And fifth pasuk from there. The Chalmaisa writes in the Zerah writes in three writes Lashem Hu Kodesh Lashem. It says twice. Lashem Hu. It belongs to Hashem and it's Kodesh Lashem. What do you mean Lashem Hu? Kodesh Lashem? So Rab Meir says that Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. Rashi writes, it belongs to the Eibishter or Mishulchanoi. You're eating like Mishulchan Gavoya Kazocha. It belongs to him and he's inviting you. He's, the Rabbi Shalom is giving you permission to eat his Ma'aseh Sheni. So it's a Machlekes Tatanoi. What's the nature of Ma'aseh Sheni? Is it Mamon Gavoya? Or is it Mamon Bailam? My Nafkamina, so the famous Nafkamina in the Mishnah and Kiddushin. A man is Mekadosh and Isha with Ma'aseh Sheni. So if the Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Bailam, if it belongs to the farmer, that's his, it's like a ring, so he can be Mekadosh and Isha. There's no Halacha Moshe Mitzina that you need a ring. Keset or Shavu Keset is good, so the Ma'aseh Sheni is Shavu Keset. But if the older Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya, so then you cannot be Mekadosh and Isha. It doesn't, Parshat Pshat, it doesn't belong to the farmer, so it's not his to give
it's
away.
To eat. It's only his
yeah.
to eat.
You only have permission to eat it.
Since he can exchange it for the money, but Tata Kasa Biyadecha.
He can be paid.
So
right.
Once he can do that already, it's not good. It's already down one step.
That's the Machleg of Satanai. That's the Machleg. So it's Machleg Zameir Verabudit. So usually, 95% of the time, Machleg Zameir, Rabudit, Alachik Rabudit. The Gemara says in the first parak in Erevin, the Rab Meir, when he gave a shear, was so sharp, he would give panim lakan and panim lakan. He gives 25 reasons why it's also 25 reasons why it's mutter, with a pilter for the imam for everything, and the Talmidim walked away, they didn't know what his opinion was. And at that time, the Talmidim and the Tukuf and Satanan, the Talmidim liked to hear halacha l'maaseh. Today, if you have a Rebbe give you shear halacha l'maaseh, the Talmidim would leave. They want to hear. They want to hear only pilter, all the logical possibilities. So the Gemara says, Rab Meir lost all of his Talmidim, so when it came the next generation to vote, what the Pesak Halacha is, so hardly anybody held like Rab Meir, because they all left Rab Meir, because he gave too much pilpul. So the Gemara says in Erevin, in the first parak, we rarely pasken like Rab Meir. Rab Meir, Rab Yudah, Halacha, Rab Yudah. Rab Meir, Rab Shimon, Halacha, Rab Shimon. Rab Meir, Rab Yaseh, Halacha, Rab Yaseh. Whenever Rab Meir disagrees with somebody, he usually loses. And this is one of the few exceptions to the rule, that Rab Meir, Rab Yudah, Halacha, Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds Ma'aseh Sheni, Mamon Gavoya. And the Halacha is like him. And the Gemara says, because you have Stam Mishnayis like that, that say that Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. That if you're Mekadosh and Isha, with the Ma'aseh Sheni, she's Zayin Mekudosh. And that's how we assume is Pshat in the Pasuk. V'chal Ma'aseh Hortz, Miser Hortz, Mepehiyotz, Lashem Hu, Kodesh Lashem is Mamon Gavoya. The Ravasi makes a comment here in Psochem and Daf Lamed Zayin on the days, that this Machlekes Amei Rav Yudah, Chapta Nafkemina, Benegeta Estrig. On the first 2 days of Sukkot, you have to have Shalochem. So what if I have an estrig orchard? I have an estrig field? And I'm mafresh, it's a Ma'aseh Sheni year. The first year and the second year is Ma'aseh Sheni. The third year is Ma'aseh Rani. The fourth year and the fifth year is Ma'aseh Sheni. And the sixth year is Ma'aseh Rani. So 4 years out of the Shemitah cycle is going to be Ma'aseh Sheni. So let's say the farmer has an estrig of Ma'aseh Sheni. Is that called Shalachem or not? So the Gemara says it depends. If you're like Rab Meir, the Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya, so it's not called Shalachem. So it's no good for the first 2 days of Sukkot. And if you're like Rab Yudah, the Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Bailam, that it would be considered Shalachem. So we pass like Rab Meir, so it's no good.
That's not
the Yachla,
you tell me. Does the Ma'aseh Sheni have to be eaten?
It is
the Yachla.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't
understand. What's not?
Ma'aseh Sheni, you have to school to eat.
Yeah.
You're using an esrog for a
I'm going to eat it later also. After I finish the mitzvah, I'm going to eat it up too. After Sukkot is over, it'll be hooked to the mitzvah, right? And then I'm going to eat it after Sukkot is over.
Because
there's a difference between Esther and Matzah. Because Matzah, you're eating it, what if you don't eat the Esther? Matzah, here, you're going to survive. Okay. Itself.
Yeah.
The difference. So here also, after Sukkot is over, then he plans to eat. You're not allowed to be Matzah, Maisa Sheni. You're not allowed to take the Maisa Sheni, make it hooked to the mitzvah, and ruin it, that it'll never be edible. Then everybody would agree that you're not yet. So the Gemara assumes over here, during the duration of Sukkot, it'll be hooked to the mitzvah. So after Sukkot is over, I'll eat it. The only question is it Shalachem? For the first 2 days, you need Shalachem. So Rav Asi makes a statement, it depends on the Machlekes, Rav Meir and the Chachamim. And we paskin like Rav Meir in Kiddushin. In the end of the second paragraph, we paskin the Maitesheni is Momo Gavoya. So you're not the Yaitse, it's not called Shalachem. Then the same Rav Asi says, what if I have matzis of Maitesheni? I have Maitesheni grain. And I made flour and I baked the matzis out of it and I take it to Yerushalayim. I want to eat it Bigdusha V'tahara on Leil Pesach.
Yeah.
To be yetzer the mitzvah of matzah with the matzah shel ma'aseh sheni. So Rav Asi, the Amora, says that this also depends on the machlokes Rav Meir and Rabbanan. If the din is like Rav Meir, the ma'aseh sheni is mamon gavoya, then it's not shalachem, so it's no good. If the din is like the chachamim, then ma'aseh sheni is mamon bailam, so it is shalachem.
Does the matzah have to be shalachem?
Oh, so the Gemara affects Akasha, Rush Deita Matzah Nit Shalachem. Rav Asi says like that. So the Gemara says, "Maskit lo rapapa." This is rapapa. So rapapa, effect akasha. Who state that you need shalachem? By Yesugit says, "Olakastem lachem ishalachem." That you need shalachem on the first 2 days of Sukkot. But where does it say, "Alamatsa miksiv matashem"? So then, state a pasuk that you need shalachem. So Rav explains that Rav Asi's din is based on a pasuk. Rav Asi holds that you do need shalachem. Azari tekuzof. Rav Asi holds you need shalachem. So the Taz raises a problem in Shulchan Aruch when you have guests who come over for the Seder. So the Balabas bought all the matzahs. Then it tells those matzahs to all of the guests. So he has to tell everybody, have an estrig. Let's say the family has one estrig. And he has other people there visiting by him. He has to say, I give it to you, Matana Manaslahasa. Here, you don't give a Matana Manaslahasa, but you have to say, I give it to you, Matana, it should be Shalachem, that you should be out to the mitzvah. If you don't give it over, so it's not Shalachem, Taydechnish. So the Taz is Meir the Shaila. Oh, so the Taz gives the answer. That's what he answers. That when you invite guests to your home and you put food in front of them,
you give it to them.
So it's understood that you're makna the food to them. That whatever is placed in front of them, it's understood that it's akna. The Shaila is that really true? In Ebenezer, there's such a discussion. Let's say I invite guests to my home in the middle of the week, and then they're sitting and eating the food. And then one of the guests wants to be Mekadosh and Isha. So he takes some of the food and he gives it to my daughter, he gives it to another girl, and he says, Harei HaMekudesh Eslih, the boss is there. So is that Shalachem? Or Pshat is no. All of the food on the table belongs to the Balabas.
Right. So
he gives you permission to eat it. That there's no Laisikza, let's say you sit on my chair. Or you sit on the sofa. So I give you the chair, it belongs to you. The chair is still mine. The sofa is still mine. There's no Isik Zela. I gave you permission to sit on it, so there's no Isik Zela. I said it would be Zela. Isik Zela of Shol Shalom Yidaz Gazlan Havi. Someone uses my property without permission. That's an Isik Zela. Shol Shalom Yidaz Gazlan Havi. If I give him permission, so there's no Isik Zela. So the same over here. If I give you food to eat. So if you come into my house and eat up the food without permission, that's outright Zela. It's worse than Shol Shalom Yidaz. You're not even going to give it back. He's eating the food and it's goodbye. I'm not going to get it back. But if I give you, I invite you and I give you permission to eat, so that takes off the Yisik Zela. But there's up. Then it's a Haknoah, so an Ebenezer.
But Miyash, if I give you food, I know I'm not going to get it back because why? If you don't eat, I'm going to spill it. I'm not going to eat with it if you only eat a quarter of a spoon. So therefore, Miyash, it's not mine anymore.
No, that's
the moment I put on your plate.
That's your Shaila. Is he Machnet? Are you Machnet to the guest?
If I'm Miyash, then it's Hefka.
No,
not necessarily. When I take the garbage out of the table.
The first is because if I put soup on your plate, right, and you eat a quarter of a spoon, I'm not going to use it anymore. I'm going to pour it out. So therefore,
let's say I have a dog or a cat. So I'm going to take the leftover soup and I'll give it to the cat.
Yeah.
A person won't eat it. When I leave it in the basement in the garbage, then you can say I'm after it.
But most of it is do. I'm going off.
When he leaves over, I will ultimately be after it. But the shot is when I just place the food in front of the guest. Am I mocking it? Let's say I leave it in front of the guest and he doesn't touch. He doesn't eat anything. So I won't put it back into the pot.
Yeah, especially
he didn't touch it. He didn't touch it yet.
To eat it, to consume it.
Right.
So now, what is it? If I consume them, eat it.
Yeah, but not to give
or
away.
Or I do something else. So that's, I put it in my pocket and I sell it.
No. That's the Shiloh. When I put it in front of you, is it implicit that I'm buying it to you? That it's not the Shalachem?
Yeah, because I'm allowed to eat it. He can charge me for it.
It's only for eating it. No,
he cannot charge.
So if he cannot charge me for it.
It's a matana.
Yeah, it's a matana.
That's the Shiloh. Is it a matana or is it really mine, but I give him permission, so there's no Issa Lois Tigzon?
It can be yours, but it's not like a
matana. So that's a Shiloh and Evanessa. Give him a matana, you have to make a Kenyan?
No, baby.
Who's that?
You have to have somebody else to be magnet for him.
No, he has to be kind. He has to have a magnet. Okay. If I put it in his chutzah, we have to put it on my table, on my plate, on my table, I put it in front of him. So he's not kind of yet, so you mean when he picks it up, when he picks up the matzah, he's kind of. So that's what the Taz says. But in Ebenezer, it's not so mutkom. It's a machlekes, whether what the yumdin is, that you assume that whenever you give food to the guests, you intend to be makna the food to the guests, or not really, you just give them permission to eat your food, so the permission removes the isolai sigil. I'm inviting all the guests to come and eat my food.
So you're giving it.
Which act you're giving them?
That's the question. Am I giving it or am I giving them permission to eat my food?
If I put a dozen rolls on a table, he only eats six, and I take back the six, yet maybe he has to be mocking them back to me.
No, I put on the table, he didn't. Wasn't kind of yet. When he picks it up, Maybe. That's the question. Is there a hakno or not? So the Taz is more the Shaila when you have guests. What happens to Shalachem and Yish Shalachem? So the Taz claims that when you put the food in front of the guests, that's an implicit haknor. It's self-understood that you're makhnin to them. Others on the Ara that it's not a self-understood haknor. So the Shaila is what the Gemara says, you need Shalachem. The Vos Vedzayim with the Shalachem. So the Rav used to say, and the Rav printed like this, the Rambam Shita solved the whole problem. Why was the Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah writes that a matzah gzula is no good. And he says the reason why it's no good is because mitzvah bo avei, just like an esrog agazel, a lulav agazel is no good. The Gemara says because mitzvah bo avei. So the Rambam writes that a matzah gzula is no good, mitzvah bo avei. You look in the Rosh doesn't refer you to the Rambam, the Rosh had a Rambam, the Rosh doesn't refer you to the Rambam, but the Rosh writes a matzah gzula is no good because you need shalachem. The Gemara said you need Shalachem, that's why it's no good. So it's the Chapela and the Rambam. Why did the Rambam have to go give a reason mitzvah b'avera? And not everybody agrees to the din in mitzvah b'avera. It's the Machlokes in Sukkah and Lulav HaGadol. The Rambam should have quoted this Gemara that you need Shalachem. So the Rav used to say that the Rambam apparently understood Pshat and the Gemara differently. Not that you need Shalachem. The Gemara tach gefrek takasha. Niksiv matashem. Ba yesrig it says ulakachtam lachem. Mishalachem, so you need Shalachem. So that we understand that if Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavoya, so it's not Shalachem. But by Matzah, it doesn't say Shalachem, Iksiv Matzaschem. So why did Ravasi say that if you hold Maisa Sheni Mama Gavoya, you're not Yetzir with a Matzah Shal Maisa Sheni? So the Gemara answers, no, it's a different word. The Machloikas, Rab Meir and the Chachamim, whether Maisa Sheni Mama Gavoya, Mama Bailim, is not only whether it belongs to me, can I be Mekadosh Anisha, can I give it to Matana, can I sell it? If the old Maisa Sheni is Mama Bailim, I can sell Maisa Sheni, I can give it to Matana. If the old Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavoya, the Gemara says, I cannot sell it, I cannot give it to Matana. The farmer who has it, it grew in his Rishus, he's the Bailim to eat it, he can invite other guests to eat with him, but he can never give it to Matana, he cannot sell it because it's Mama Gavoya, it's not Mama Bailim. So not only, so the Rambam understood in the Gemara, not only is the Machlekes Ameir and the Chachamim, whether Maisa Sheni, Mama Bailim, Mama Gavoya, who is the Bailim, can you be Mekadosh Anisha, can you give him Matana, can you sell it? It's another Machloikis, what's the nature of the Kedusha? So if you hold Maisa Sheni, Mama Gavoya, we call Maisa Sheni Hegdish. If you hold Maisa Sheni, Mama Bailim, it's not called Hegdish. Let's say, LeMarshal, there's no Dina Vainoila Hegdish. A Mishnah in Baba Metzia, Eino Noila Hegdish. So if I sell you a cup of tea, and I charge you $1.50 for a cup of tea, and that's way more than it should cost, so that's a din, probably, no, that's a din of I know. That's a din of I know. So if it's Hegdish, there is either selling or buying, it doesn't matter. If I cheat Hegdish, Hegdish cheats me, So then the din is that ain't an ola hekdeshes lachatchila there's an isa, but for the yevid it won't be mevatla mecca, and it goes in both directions. Hekdesh shavim mona shechila la shavet pruta mechulo. Hekdesh is worth $100 and I gave a pruta. Hekdesh shavet pruta shechila shavim mona. I gave $100 instead of a penny. I gave a penny instead of $100. In each direction, the din is that it's farfal. There is no din of an ola hekdeshes. So what about pigyam isasheni? So we have the practice, everybody does like that. The Rambam quotes that from the Goinim. The Rambam quotes the Machlokes though. What do we do when we have Maisa Sheni? We have sometimes an Eretz Yisrael. So you give a pruta. You give, you have hundreds, thousands of dollars worth, all the big companies, everybody in Eretz Yisrael. They have hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of Maisa Sheni, and they've played everything on a pruta. How do they know they have a right to be played on a pruta? Who state there is no Gemara? The Gemara never says that din, that you can be played on a pruta. The Gemara only has it by Hegdash. So the Vilna Goyen says that it depends on this, and the Rambam quotes the Machloikis, and Hilchas Maaseh Sheni, the Rambam says, Yesh mina Gaonim, there are some Gaonim who insisted that you have to be paid in Maaseh Sheni, Afidu Bizman Ezeh Bishavyo, you can't get away with just giving a pruta, and the Rambam says, we don't follow that opinion. Tosfos, the Rambam, most of the Goyenim, Machloikis among the Goyenim, most of the Goyenim say like that, like our practice, you just give a pruta. So where do they get this from? Where do they have Ruach HaKodesh? There's no Mokum in the Gemara, so the Bir Agro, and Shulchan Aruch Yeredeya, and Chela Gimel Yeredeya, Shin Laman Aleph. Shin Laman Aleph is a very long siman, has all the dinim of Tumas and Maisris. So the Bir Agro writes there that this practice that we're playing the Maisris Sheni on a Shavu Pruta is based on the Pesach that we pass like Rav Meir. The Maisris Sheni is Maman Gavoya, so we treat it like Hegdish. The issue whether Maisris Sheni, Maman Gavoya, Maman Bailim is a double issue. Number one, are you the owner? Can you be maknit? Can you be mekadosh and nishi with it? Does it belong to you or not? And number two, is it considered hegdish? Or no, it's not hegdish. Let's say I have a mezuzah on my door. I have a pair of tefillin. That's called hegdish. I have a sefer Torah. That's not hegdish. That's mine. And it has a kedusha sefer Torah. It has a kedusha. It's not hegdish. If it belongs to the Beis Hamikdash, then it's hegdish. Karbonas are hegdish. So when you say ma'aseh sheni, mamon, gavaya, it means two things. Number one, it's not shalachem. It's not called Shalachem on the first 2 days of Sukkot. It can't be Mekadosh and Isha with it if Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya. Number two, it's called Hegdish, or the Din of Ein Anor Lehegdash is for the plot. So that's what the Bir Agro says. The Mokka for all of the Rishonim and the Goinim that you can be paid to Maaseh Sheni on a Pruta, is because Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya. The Gemara passes Halachic Rab Meir. A Meir of Yudah here, Halachic Rab Meir. That Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya, so therefore you can be poyed on a...
We wouldn't pass him like this, you couldn't be poyed for a puta?
That's what he says. That's what he says. You wouldn't be able to be poyed for a puta. You would have to give shavyo. It wouldn't be chal to be poyed on a puta. If you have hundreds and thousands of dollars worth, it wouldn't be able to be poyed on a puta. So that's what the Rav used to comment over here. He said, why did the Rambam says that a matzah gzula is no good because it's a mitzvah bo b'aveira. Here, Perek Vav Alocha Zayin in Hilchas Chometz a matzah. The Rambam writes, Eidan of Yotzi, Yidechavasa b'achilas matzah, Shehi asura lo, Kugon shoch al tevel, V'yitz a treifa matzah, Oh, shigzola. If he stole the matzah. Why is it no good? Zach, Kalal, because it's mitzvah bo b'aveira. Mitzvah bo b'aveira, so you're not Yotzi. So the Rosh writes the same din that a matzah zula is no good, but for a different reason. The Rosh writes the reason why it's no good is because it's not shalachem. So there's a chaberet tam. What did the Ram have to write that it's mitzvah baba veira? If it's not shalachem, there's nothing to discuss.
What we have to do is somebody matzah zula.
Right. So they're not yaitze. But they gave two different reasons. The Ramam says you're not yaitze because mitzvah baba veira, and the Rosh says you're not yaitze because it's not shalachem. Why did the Ramam need the tam of mitzvah baba veira? Said that it's not shalachem. So that's what the Rav said. There is no such Gemara. The Gemara doesn't exist. Vush teitin Gemara, you need Shalachem. The Gemara asked the Kasha, by Esrig, it says you need Shalachem. By Matzah, it doesn't say. So where did Rav Asi get this idea from? That if Maisa Sheni, Mama Gavoya, that you're not yet to the Matzah Shal Maisa Sheni? So the Gemara says, a Yalfusa. What does the Yalfusa tell you? That if you have a Matzah Shal Hegdish, it's puzzle. Not because you need Shalachem. It's a blight that you don't need Shalachem. There's no din you need Shalachem. If you're all Maisa Sheni, Mama Gavoya, means two things. Number one, it's not Shalachem. And number two, it's called Hegdish. Not Stam Azach, has Kedushas Maisa Sheni. Like a pair of tefillin has Kedushas tefillin. No, it's called Hegdish. And Hegdish is possible. That's what the Gemara says. Because the Gemara says it's Sushtel. The Gemara says he learned out Xereshava Asya Lechem Lechem. He learned Xereshava between Matzah and Chiyuv Hafrasha Schala. So just like by Hafrasha Schala, the din is that if it's Hegdish, it's Potter. If the dough is Shal Hegdish, then you Potter from Hafrasha Schala. So to over here, if the Matzah is Hegdish, so it's possible for the Mitzvah of Matzah. What does the Gemara mean to say? That by Chala it has to belong to you. It's not true. If I steal Haresha Gozo Sora Shal Chitim, what if I steal someone else's flour? And I bake the bread, it doesn't become tevel, it does become tevel. The Gemara says, is that a problem? Am I a balabas to be mafrish to tevel?
Yeah.
It's not mine, I can't be mafrish it. But it doesn't become tevel. No, loch, it doesn't become tevel. So what does the Gemara mean over here? That just like by chala, if it's not shalachem, you know, it doesn't become a chiyuv chala. So to over here, if the matzah is not shalachem, you're not yaitse. So that's what the Rav said, no. The Rambam understood in the Gemara that both by Chiyuv Chala and by Matzah, there is no din in Yenit Shalachem. The word is that Hegdish is Patsa from Afrosh's Chala, and Hegdish is Patsa for a Matzah. A Matzah, so Hegdish is Patsa. So that's all the Gemara meant to say. According to the Rambam comes out, there is no din in Yenit Shalachem. That's why the Rambam had to say that a Matzah Zula is no good because Mishra Baba Veira.
How does Rambam say about Luliv? It's no good also. Does the Rambam say about Lachem? Or does it say also because I'm
on the first 2 days, the Gemara says, on the first 2 days, it's no good because you need.
Official, huh?
I don't remember. No, the Rambam is going to quote the Gemara. Yeah. There is nothing strange. The Rambam quotes the Gemara. The first says you need Shalachem, and the rest of the Sukkot, even though you don't need Shalachem, it's no good because Mitzvah Bavavera. That's good, that we know.
If the Gazan is gaining possession, if it's making the Kinyan, then according to the Rosh, it is no more Mitzvah Bavavera. In the cognitive of the Rosh, it is already Lachem. And if you say that Mitzvah Bavavera, it always remains a Mitzvah Bavavera. That's a great
question. Could be that the long thesis has a machlok, is the reader of Ben Tam. What if I was kind of, let's say, a lulav agoz, but I was kind of the lulav already? And then I want to use it for the mitzvah. Is it still called mitzvah bababer? Or do you only say, yeah, so that's a machlok, it's a rishon. Okay, and a chanan. It's a chapma, big nafkimin. That's how Rav Soloveitchik used to say. He said, according to the Rambam, the whole problem doesn't exist. When I invite all the guests and I give them the matzah, I don't have to tell them I'm makdin the matzah to them. According to the Rambam, the chalav is no din that you need shalachem. Yeah.
So what do you do when you have guests?
No, I always tell them that everybody, before they go to wash, I tell everybody they should have a mind to be kind because you need shalachem. This Rambam is a problem. Because the Gemara in Kiddushin at the end of the second parak says, Halacha lemaisa, we paskin like Rab Meir here. Unusual. Usually Rab Meir, Rab Yudah, Halacha Rab Yudah. Usually we don't paskin like Rab Meir. Here we paskin like Rab Meir, and the Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavoya. And therefore the Gemara says, A Matzah Shal Maisa Sheni is no good. That's what it says in the Gemara, because it's not Shalachem. However you'll interpret, the Gemara says it's no good. The Rambam paskins against the Gemara. The Rambam paskins. There's not only a difficulty on this Rambam. Why the Rambam says that the Matzah Zula is no good because it's Mitzvah Baba Veire, he should have said it's not Shalachem. The Rambam writes that a Matzah Shal Maisa Sheni is good. Here, Halacha Ches, the same Perek, Perek Vav, Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, V'chein Yoitzim a Matzah Shal Maisa Sheni be Yerushalayim. If you're going to have Maisa Sheni be Gvul and Chutzli Yerushalayim, so that's right on Mitzvah Baba Veire. Because you're not permitted to eat the Maisa Sheni. Lo Sucha Lecha B'Sharecha Maisa D'Gonecha B'Sirashcha Yitzarecha. That's a nisa. So if you eat ma'aser sheni chutz liYerushalayim, that'll be a nisa. So that'll probably be mitzvah b'aver. But what if you eat the ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim? There's no avera. Then it should be good. So that's what the Rambam says. If you eat ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim, so this is against the Gemara. The Gemara Ravasi says beferish in the Gemara that you're not yaitze with ma'aser sheni. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Rabbeinu Manoach as the kasha. And the Lecha Mishnah asks, the Rambam is against the Gemara. So they say the Rambam paskins like Maskif Lora Papa. The Rambam doesn't paskin like Ravasi. So you can't bring any right from any Rambam here. The Rav said, you see from the Rambam that the Rambam says that a Matzah Zula is not good because Mitzvah Baba Veire. And he didn't say because it's not Shalachem like the Rosh. Is that Raya that the Rambam had a different interpretation in the Gemara? When the Gemara says that a Matzah Semai Shasheni is no good because he needs Shalachem, it doesn't mean that you need literally Shalachem. It just means that Shalhegdish is no good. No, the Rambam says Matzah Shema Shasheni is good. The Rambam paskins like Rav Papa. He doesn't paskin like Rav Asi. I wrote the whole Gemara. They can't bring any right to be Mako based on the Rambam. We hold like the Rosh that you do need Shalachem. The Rambam paskins against Rav Asi. But with Shulchan Aruch, we hold like Rav Asi. You do need Shalachem. So they really, it's not right to be Mako based on the Rambam. The only makom lahakel is the Taz. The Taz claims that it's implicit. When you invite guests and you give food on the table, it's implicit that you makna the food to the guests. Not so pashut that it's implicit. Who says that you makna? If you ask the guests, they probably will tell you, we didn't have a mind to be kaina. We thought we're eating the food that the Balabas gave us. His food, and he gave us permission to eat it.
It's fascinating thing at the end of the meal, the food that's left over, you take home with you, or do you eat it?
You only take it home if the Balabas insists you take it home.
Yeah, but other than that, you're going to leave it.
What if the Fiat Machlaik is right? What if the guests will want to take it home, and the Balabas will say, I don't give you permission to take it home. So who's going to win the dinner? So that's the Shaila of Shulchan Aruch.
Give him as much as he needs. He doesn't have to take hold. It's not Shaykh.
All right. So you say even if he is Machna, he wasn't Machna what's left over. But that's still a question. Even what he ate, was he ever Machna that? That's not so.
You have no problem with it.
The thing of being Machna.
So then he can take the dog in there. But when he goes to get the rye, you only eat what you take in.
To be Machna, usually with Feast of Ayalu, live, that you're makna even to your children. Let's say if you have a son and older son. So here by matzah also, you have to be makna to your wife and to your children?
Yeah. You have to tell everybody they should have in mind. Right. You can be kind of the matzah. That's the fun. Yeah. You need shalachem. That's a simple reading they want, that you need shalachem. Why? You're inviting everybody to come and eat. Why? In fact, he mentioned last night, Rav Yankif Emden writes in his Biur on the Haggadah, why do you say, Tveimo kol dichlen yeis vechel kol dichlen? So he claims, kol dichlen yeis vechel, you're inviting the goyish homeless. So you're not makna, that you need shalachem, you're inviting the goy. You're inviting the Eden.
And when you invite somebody to food for a meal, you're giving.
You don't need shalachem there, you don't need shalachem.
No, but you're giving
it. That's the shaila. Is it implicit that you're makna? Is it not necessarily?
You don't give him something that's
belongs to them. Shalachmanis, you send the matana to his home. But if I invite someone, right, so that's the shaila. That's exactly al-doko vachina. That's what we're discussing. Whether is it implicit? The Taz says it's implicit, self-understood. And you look at Ebenezer, it's a machlekes achrenim. The Mechaber talks about it. The Behetiv quotes achrenim who don't agree with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says like the Taz that it's implicit that whatever you put on the table, the guest has the right to be kainet. When he picks it up, he's kainet. And the Behetiv quotes achrenim who don't agree.
The poor man sits in shul, and somebody invites him, you know, to take home for oilach, and somebody invites him to go home to eat with him. And he had the chaduk and the other woman who sit next to him had a nice daughter. He said, you know what? I let you eat by me, and with this, my rishut to eat by you, and Mekadosh eat with her. I'm in Mekadosh eat by me. So therefore, can I do it or not?
Not a shayla.
But the shayla.
Okay.
The question is,
that's the shayla. Okay, that's the shayla. Is it
for dinner?
The Nebuchadnezzar, the Machlekes. Yeah. The lulav and the estrig you give over your makna. So the Rishonim asked the Kasha, there's an Issa Mekech Memka. So the Bahag says in Beitzin, the second Beitzin, the Tosfos quotes in the Bahag, that the Mokka Mitzvah is Mutter. That since you need Shalachem for lulav and estrig, so the Mokka Mitzvah is Mutter. The Bahag is there in the second Perekin Beitzin, in a different context, Tosfos quotes it. Forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, so I'm not allowed to cook my food, no one else is allowed to cook my food. So the Gemara has a machlokes, what if I'll be makne kimcho lacherim? If I give all of my raw food to someone else who did make an Erev Tavshilin, is he allowed to cook the food? He made an Erev Tavshilin, is he allowed to cook it for me? So the Gemara has a discussion. So Tosfos quotes Akasha from the Bahag, how can I be makne kimcho lacherim? How can I be makne the raw food to Sachanisa Mekech Memka? So the Bahag says the Makkah Mitzvah is Mutter. So that's the way we usually assume that by the Lulav and the Yesterig, the Makkah Mitzvah, if you need Shalachem, so this is also the Makkah Mitzvah.
You have a Befer Shariah by Ezra, which you told the people to give Matunis to those to Mishaindoi from there. That's your person Yontif.
It could be that they had already cooked. It could be that
be food to other people, not that we're cooking without.
To give Matunis. Shulchamonis, lay Nachan Lo. He said, give food to those who forgot to make an Erev Tashin. Lay Nachan Lo. Those who forgot to give. So I have so much food, so I have leftovers, so I'll give you. Right. But the Shaila is, if you're makna your food to me, am I allowed to cook it or not, based on my Erev Tavshim? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara.
It is also makna, when you give somebody
else. Yeah. So you don't have to be makna? So I'll say, I'm not makna.
Just let you eat.
Yeah. About it, that's what about it. Even if you don't teach any Torah, the Achrayim Mes says a din in Gemara Beitza that you're not permitted to. Okay, that's worse. The simulation is worse. But the Gemara has a hashash that you may forget and cook for the Nochri. Because on Yontif we're permitted to cook for the Eden, but for the Nochri we're not allowed to. So it says of the Ferish Din, you're not permitted to invite a Nochri Beyontif. The Stama problem, how do they have in the Homework and all the hotels? They check everybody to see if they have a Bismillah. How do they know? There are no Nochrim who come to the hotels. They're all from Borough Park and Flatbush. They don't have anybody. But they know Bavadai, there's a miut of people who are going Gemurim. No one is intermarried. And no one had an improper conversion. For sure there are people who are going. So how do they have them over? So the Pastor say the answer is that the Gzeira, you're not permitted to invite a Nochri. Gzeira Shemiyabe Bishviloi is only if a Yid. It'll turn out that a Yid is doing the cooking in the kitchen. In all hotels, the cooking is done by Nochrim. So there's no chashash of Zerish and the Yabushir. So let's say if I want, for some reason or another, I want to invite a Nochri to my home on Yontif. The chief rabbis always had the problem. In Eretz Yisrael, from Sheshis Nebereshis, the High Commissioner. The High Commissioner always wanted to be invited over for the Seder. They always wanted to come for Yontif. So what do you do? Shteg Zeferish Afilu Mishum Eva. Even if it's going to be
animosity,
you're not permitted. Even Shalom Malchus state, you're not allowed to invite a Nochri on Yontif. So what's we coming get him on Eitz over here? So that's what some of the Pasuk say. Get a Goyish maid to take care of the kitchen on Yontif. So even if I want a cup of tea, even if I want a cup of tea, the Goy is going to be cooking everything. The Yidin won't be cooking anything. You have to make sure there's no issue of Bishul Akum. And if all the cooking is done by Nochri, then there's not Zerish and Yabra Bishvila.
The Korban Pesach definitely belongs to each one who's instructed from the Korban Pesach.
That's also Shaila. The din is by Korban Pesach, HaPesach Eina Nechal El Elamanuyo. You can only eat Korban Pesach if you're one of them in Munim. You have to be one of the Bnei HaChabura. So how do you become one of the Bnei HaChabura? Do you become one of the Bnei HaChabura by making a kinyan? You have a shutfis in the flesh? And it's mamish alachem? Oh no, maybe Bnei HaChabura, the Mamunin, you become a Mamunin on the Korban Pesach by having your name on a list. They have a list of people, but maybe it's not really necessary to have a shutfis, a bailus. So the Minchas Chinuch writes that if you go through Perik HaIsha, that's a Perik in Sochem about the girl got married to the first Yontif she visits by her in-laws, the second Yontif she visits by her parents, whatever the Minig HaMokam was. So the Gemara discusses. So the Gemara there discusses how does one become a Mamun on a Korban Pesach. So the Minchas Chinuch has theories in the Gemara. And that Perik Menei Ben, Perik Shmini, half of the Gemaras indicate that you have to have a Bailus and Dina Mamunis or Shutfus in the Behemoth that there has to be Shalachem to be considered one of the Mamunim on the Korban Pesach. And half of the Gemara is Hamashma Beferish, right here. So steer in the Gemara. The Briski Rav in the Sefer quotes the Mechilta and Chumash, where it says, Mishku Ukhulachem Son the Shachtu HaPesach. So the Mechilta says, Mishku Mikan Shebehema Dako Niknes Bemeshicho. That you can be kind of Behema Dako. Korban Pesach is either Minachvasim or Minarizim. That's a Behema Dako. So the Mechilta comments on that phrase, Mishku, that from this terminology, from this verb you see, that you can be kind of behema daka b'mashichu. Who's talking about being kind of? So he says, you see beferish from these tanoim, from this drasha, that you need bailus, that in order to be considered a mamuna on the Korban Pesach, you have to be one of the bailus. Er machzach nishvistnik from the Gemara. The Minchas Chinuch doesn't know of any mechiltas, he knows from Gemaras. The Minchas Chinuch points out it's a stira and two Gemaras in Perek Leisha. But the Briski Rav assumes with our pasha. No, no, the Gemara thought Pashup Shat is like this. He gives the behemoth to a third party to be kaina, bahagbo, the mashicha, whatever, and he says, you have a mind to be kaina for whichever one of them will okay, so if you hold, yeah, and then they come later. He shechs the Korban Pesach at 3 o'clock, and they have their contest. Who's coming later? 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. So the Gemara says, if you hold Yesh Breira, then I say, Gloy Milchalam Afer, that 3 o'clock, Shimon was kind and not Reuven. So then the Gemara says, no, it doesn't necessarily, we learned that Gemara. Yeah, yeah. A little bit. It doesn't necessarily indicate that Yesh Breira, maybe he really had everybody in mind. It was just done. Let's see who's going to come first. But originally the Gemara thought that there was a Kenyan, there was a Kenyan made, not Stam Amira Balper. I'm a man of you, I'm my carbon pestle. That's a mach, that's a shaila. Whether you just made.
You have an answer that you could actually give me a nickel or a dime, do you ship within the month? Because you do by Hanukkah sometimes, you make a ship.
Okay. The only thing is that the nickel or the dime on Yom Tov, that's for sure we don't do.
No, before Yom Tov.
Before Yom Tov, okay.
It's going to come to you before Yom
Tov. Okay, okay, good, good.
Can you give a
goy matzah?
Yeah.
Regular
matzah,
shmur
matzah?
Yeah, that's not a
problem.
Can
you
give a compass?
Yeah, Taisus writes, Kedusha Yeshbo, I'm Chav Chesam Abeis, you have a pasuk that says, Kol Ara Lo Yechol Bo, you're not allowed to let a Nochri eat from the carbon pesach. So the Gemara Darshan is, Bohu, Dein Oechol, Awel Echol Hu B'matzah B'morah. The oral, the nochri, is permitted to eat from the matzah and the morah. So Taisus writes, Akashe, Kedusha Yeshbo, of course, you can feed it to the dogs if you want. It's expensive. You can throw it out in the garbage if you want. What's the problem? Why should there be an Easter? So the Pashup Shat means no, not that you're permitted to feed it to the Ben Echor, to the Orel of Ben Echor, you're Mechuyev. The Orel or the Ben Echor, it says, well, the Ben Echor means a Yid who's a Meshumet. So he's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach even if he's Chayzeh B'tshuva later in the day, because he, at the time of Shechitas HaPesach, he was still a Meshumen. So even though it's Chayzeh B'tshuva later, it's too late to eat Korban Pesach. He's not the Mamun on the Korban Pesach. And nonetheless, he's still Mechuyev to eat Matzah and Morah. Not that he's permitted to eat. That's a Dovah Poshet, he's permitted to eat Matzah and Morah. So he says, he's Mechuyev to eat Matzah and Morah. They say permitted, they say, Abadi, you can feed it to a Nochri. Chikdusha Yeshbo, that's a Dovah Poshet. That's a shaila, yeah, that's a shaila. Are you permitted to invite a guest to eat by you if you know he's not going to say a bracha? Shaila v'lifnivel esita michshol, right. Rabbi Yosef Engel writes, the minig oilam is lohakil. You assume that that's not lifnivel. If I give chazet to somebody and I know he's going to eat it, then I mamish, I gave him the thing. Here, I give you a cup of tea. Hosta breva to say a bracha, not to say a bracha. You decided not to say a bracha. I gave you kosher food. Right, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Magen Avraham that it's also, and others disagree. So Yosef Engel writes that the minig olam lahakel on that. The minig is to be makel on that. We once discussed about that. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes in a long tshuva, he writes in a safe and interesting story that there was once a Chanukah Sabayis or something in Yeshiva called Torah, and they had the Gvirim came from Chutzlor, from England. So some of them were not so observant, and at the end of the function, it took a long time, 2-3 hours, and it was a very hot day, and they were all thirsty. So at the end of the whole function, so he gave them a drink, Shlomo Zalman gave them a drink, and he knew they weren't going to say a brach. And they drank it, they didn't say a brach. So some of the Talmidim asked them, after everybody left, so they asked, and the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the Magen Avraham, that is Lifnei Iver. So he said, he knew they weren't going to say a brach, they weren't observant people. But he made a chesh and he had to make a quick calculation. So he said, there is another aveira here. The issue of saying a bracha and not saying a bracha, that's a din de rabbanan. Then he said, there's another din, one who thinks lowly of Talmid HaChaman, one who decides not to support her. These were big vim who were giving big money for the yeshiva. They had big respect for Shlomo Zalman Auerbach as a big tzaddik, as a big rabbi. And out of respect for him, respect for the yeshiva, they gave a lot of money. So he says, imagine if sitting there in a hot, there was no air conditioning, sitting there and it's such a hot day, after 2-3 hours, I'm not going to give him a drink, all the bracha I'm drinking, and I'm not going to give these green drinks. So what are they going to think? And they're going to think that I'm pretty stupid. They're going to think that I'm a moron.
I'm not a bad person. Either
I have no seichel, or that I'm not kind or something. So to think poorly of a Talmid Chacham is an avera deraisa. And they may even stop supporting the yeshiva. It's not that he says, it's not that he's compromising on his religion for money. There are other institutions where they'll violate the whole Taryag Mitzvah just in order to get money for the yeshiva. He says, no, not that he's violating. To stop supporting yeshiva is also an avera. A person who used to give money to yeshiva and he's going to stop giving money, that's also an avera. And that's an avera deraisa. To think poorly of Talmid HaChachamim and not to be Taymech Tera, that's an avera deraisa. So he said, I had a brera. I was in a dilemma. Whichever mahalach I would do would be an avera b'lifnivel. Either an avera b'kum v'yasei, by giving them the drink, that's an avera b'kum v'yasei, of a lifnivel derabbanon, of not saying a bracha, or to violate an avera of Nifnibel is sitting nichsho, the Sheva Altase of an Avera deraisa. So one might think, well, Sheva Altase or this. If either way is going to be an Avera, this is going to be Lifnibel, that's going to be Lifnibel. So Zog Sheva Altase or this, that's the Gemara in Erez and Daf Kufam Al. The Gemara says, when you're in a dilemma, Sheva Altase, so he said, the Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara does not say that that's the only criterion how to determine when you're in a dilemma what to do. If everything else is equal, then you say Sheva Altase or this. But if one is an Avera deraisa and one is an Avera derabbanon, so it's better to violate the derabbanon, the Kumbi Asay, than to violate the deraisa b'Sheva Altase.
What's the
he felt there would be a lifnei'iver of thinking poorly of Talmid HaChamim and stopping to support the yeshiva. He felt they would think very poorly of him. If he wouldn't give them a drink, they would think that the son, he has no seichel, that he doesn't understand that he's drinking and all the bachim are drinking, the hanholas, everybody's drinking. And to the guests who gave so much money, they're not giving them a drink. It wouldn't occur to them. It may or may not occur to them that the reason why they're not giving him a drink is because they're not going to say a bracha.
Right.
But he was afraid that they would think very poorly of him if he would not give him a drink. So he felt that that isa deraisa outweighs the derabbanan.
If you make a bracha out loud, they have to be yoytze. What if they don't answer him?
No. If you want to be yoytze, you're yoytze without Amin also.
Half of them could be yoytze with the bracha.
Mm-hmm. If you can do that. You have to be interested. That's a shaila if it's lifnei, right? Machlokes, if it's lifnei or not. Many years ago, when Reb Lezer Shach was still in the Aguda, before he left in Eretz Yisrael, so he paskened, there was a big issue, he paskened that the Aguda is permitted to join the coalition government. So at that time, Reb Moshe Sternbuch, must have been 20 years ago, Reb Moshe Sternbuch was complaining, how can it be? The Gedolim used to say that if you're Harik Val Yavar, that you're not allowed to join the coalition government. How can you join with the Apikursim? And you're going to be compromising all kinds of things, making deals with the other people in the coalition. So he chaptered Rav Lezer Shach. Rav Lezer Shach felt very uncomfortable, so he couldn't, what was he going to do, respond to Rav Moshe Sternbuch in the newspapers or something. So he sent a private letter to Rav Shnia Kotler, who was still alive at that time. Handwritten in Rav Lezer Shach's handwriting, you can tell it's his handwriting. And then they made Xerox copies and hung it up in all the yeshivas and was hanging in YU also. So he wrote to Rav Shnia Kotler. He didn't write that Rav Moshe Sternbuch attacked him. He just wrote, he was explaining his position. Why he encouraged, why he approved that the Aguda should join the coalition. So he says, Kibalno mi Rabbeinu, we have a tradition from our Rabbeim that whenever a person is in a dilemma, in both Mahalchim, he can either do A or B, and they're both in Aveira. So you have to be Boicha b'miyo tara. You have to choose the lesser of the two evils. That's a whole sugya in Erev and Daf Kufim and Aleph. A person is in a dilemma. Whatever you're going to do, Teignish, this way is an Aveir, that way is an Aveir. So you have to be Boicha b'miyo tara. And he also says, the Boicha b'miyo tara, the lesser of the two evils, one of the considerations is, if one is Kumbi Aseh, one is Sheva Altaseh, if everything else is equal, the Sheva Altaseh, but it's Muchach in the Sugi and Erev and Daf Kuf, that is not the sole consideration. Sometimes the Aveir of the Kumbi Aseh is considered lesser than the Aveir of the Sheva Altaseh. So that's what Rav Lezer Shach wrote at that time. Under these circumstances, he felt Avadis and Avera to join the coalition. This is Ofgiret, Avadis and Avera. But he felt that under the conditions not to join the coalition, not to have a say at all, that Sheva Altase would be a bigger Avera. To let the Apikursim do whatever they want, that would be a bigger Avera. So he felt in this case, the Avera of the Kumbi Asay was less than the Avera of the Sheva Altase. The same as Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wrote regarding his son. Anyway, but Lamaisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel writes, the mini garland is that we are makel, most people are makel on that. That you do invite guests, even though you know they're not going to say a bracha. We assume that that's not called the lifnival mishwa. But if you can say the bracha out loud and tell them I'm going to say the bracha, everybody should have mind to be here. It's about a good. But even if. There's a shaila also on machloikas. Do you say shemer kohena if the person doesn't understand? Shemer means that he hears the words, or shemer means shehu mevin, that he understands it. So that's the Mechaber Paskins, that Shemer Kain, even if he doesn't understand. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes those who say not so. Machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos, and Brachas, and Perek Shlosha
Shachar. What if you know they're not going to bench? Isa Deraisa.
Also the same shayla. Is that it's not lifnivra? I'm giving him kosher food or hatabrera that he can bench. We should try to say we're all going to bench together, and they should listen and say amen.
No. A moyel doesn't want to make a bris on Shabbos. He's afraid they're going to write
Chil Shabbos
before Shabbos. He doesn't want to take on, unless he knows the people.
He wants to have on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, unless he knows the people who are the Shabbos. Right. They're going to invite strange people and Jews. Yeah.
Not such a kumachesh. Avada is a nitzav mila bismana. If he's going to cause so much chil shabbos, so what's the hesed? So it's other rebbe. Not so big. Postpone it. Tell him he doesn't want to go. Does she go on Sunday? Yeah, it's like lifniva b'shevi al tachem. He's not telling them. He's not giving him the automobile. He's not telling them to drive. But if they wouldn't rest, they wouldn't have the bris on Shabbos. There would be no reason to drive. They drive somewhere else, but they wouldn't be driving here. That's a consideration. The Gemara speaks about the Shmura Matzah in different places. The Gemara and Daf Mem Amud Aleph quotes the pasuk "Hishmartem es haMatzah." It's the last 15 lines on the Amud. The Gemara speaks about Shmura Matzah. The Gemara speaks about Shmura Mishas Ketzira. That even though Rava held that it's not really necessary, the last two lines on the Amud. Hafilu Hachi. Rava did not change his mind. The Omer Lahula, no, the Mahapke Kipi. Rava used to tell the Yidden, who used to go harvest the grain, Kimapchisu, when you harvested Hafichu Lashul Mitzvah, they should do Shmura Mishas Ketzira, from the time that they detach it from the ground. What do you mean Shmura Mishas? Alma, what do you see? Rava was of the opinion, Alma Kasova, Rava Gehalten, Shima Meikora, Mitchilos about Saifabina. We require Shmura from the very beginning. What says from the very beginning, from the first moment that it could possibly become chometz? We mean before you detach it from the ground, it can become chometz. That's not 100% correct. The Gemara talks earlier about a possibility of achmetz b'mechuber. So Gemara lamed gimel. The Minhas Chinuch points out the Gemara does talk about achmetz b'mechuber. There is a far-fetched possibility that the grain will turn into chometz even while it's attached to the ground, but that's very far-fetched. So since that's so far-fetched, if it turns out that it's chometz, it is chometz. Of course, you can't use it for the matzah, you know. But if you don't know one way or the other, then you don't have to be choshish for that. Then it's going to become chomet while it's still with that.
Well, there's no point to that story. You have to have somebody sleeping by the field where it's growing to make sure it doesn't...
Right. So he says, so the Minhas Chinuch says you have a right to follow the roi. The roi is 99.99% likelihood that it's not going to become chomet while it's still with that. Even though it keeps on raining, but the kernels of grain don't become chomet because the rain rolls off. And then the kernels of grain have a shell around it. It's not going to become chometz. But once in a while, the kernel of grain will crack open while it's attached to the ground. And it'll rain on it, and the rain will cause it to become chometz. There's a far-fetched case like that. So the Gemara says you're not concerned about that. So you don't have to worry about that. But from the time you detach it from the ground, even before you make it into flour and before you mix the flour with the water, there's more of a chance, more of a possibility that it may become chometz. So that's the machloikis in the Gemara. Do you need shmura mishas ketzira? Or is it sufficient shmura mishas lisha from the time that you mix the flour with the water? So the Gemara says you really don't need, the Gemara Tainas, you really don't need mishas ketzira. It really should be sufficient shmura mishas lisha. But nonetheless, Rava was machmir, and he told those who were harvesting that they should be careful. And the other Amoraim also, Rava is not the only one, the other Amoraim say you should be careful to have shmura mishas ketzira. And that's how the Rambam quotes. Where is this Rambam? Maimon Yishom, Halacha, Ches, and Tes. The previous Perek. This is Perek Vav in Hilchas Chometz. The Matzah starts off, Mitzvah Sesem and Atera Lecha Matzah. The first five Prokim in the Rambam, Hilchas Chometz, talks about Chometz. The Yisrael Chometz, Bali Rabbi Matzah, the Yisrael Achilas Chometz, and Taruvas Chometz, in Hagolah, and Kashering the Kelim. Perek Vav, he starts with the Mitzvah of Matzah. Mitzvah Sesem, Lecha Matzah, Belel Hamishosra. And then in Perek Vav, he tells you all the din about matzah. In Perek Hay, before he even said a word about the mitzvah matzah, he just said Hilchas Chometz on matzah. That's all. He just said on the title, Hilchas Chometz. He didn't say a word about the mitzvah matzah yet. So in Perek Hay, when he's still talking about Chometz and Taruvas Chometz and so on, he writes in Aloha, Perek Hay Aloha Tes, Mishum Shenema Shmartem Es HaMatzah Es Klami Hizor Ube Matzah Vishimu Roisami Kol Tzad Chimud. You should be careful that it shouldn't become Chomet Zik Lefich HaChomach HaChomim Tzorach Adam Lizor Bedoven Shorech HaMimena BePesach Shelo Yavol Av Mayim Acha Shenikzar Ad Shelo Yavashum Chimud. You should be careful Mishas Ketzira. The Rambam Paskin is like Rava. That you need Shmur Mishas Ketzira. You have to be careful that you have Shmur from the time you detach it from the ground, that it shouldn't turn into Chometz. The Rambam writes it in Hilchus Chometz. Instead of writing it, we would have written it in Hilchus Matzah. That when you want to be heir to the mitzvah on Leil Pesach, you have to have Shmur Matzah. But the rest of Pesach, you also need Shmur Matzah. So that's what the Magen Mishnah points out. Yeah, the Rambam put it in Perakei. Has nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah. All of Pesach, you're not permitted to have non-shmura. You're not allowed to have chometz. And if you're not sure from the Shas Ketziran, so tzivu chachomim lizot. What is hasafik chometz? It's hasafik chometz. So the Magen Mishnah affect Akasha. How can it be? But the Rambam himself later on writes in the name of the Rif, what's the din if the person only has a kazayis of shmura matzah? So what does he do? So you should save the kazayis of shmur matzah for the apikoyman at the end. So what's he going to eat in the beginning? Pshutas. Pshutas. The Rambam says he can't eat. So what happened? The Rambam says not allowed to eat pshutas. So he says no. The Rambam means this is a lachatchila. It says mishum shenem. If you have the opportunity to eat shmur all of Pesach, you have to be medaktik and shmur all of Pesach. But it's not a din that it's absolutely prohibited. It's not that it's an isa. It's not an isa deraisa. It's not even an isa derabbanan. If you have an option, if you have such an alternative to be medaktik and shmur all of Pesach, so the Rambam shita is that you should eat shmur all of Pesach.
Isas akum or isas that you can buy from the akum.
Right, and the Rambam quotes that the tzeikah shal nachrim, the mali adam kreis mehem vachechel kazais matzal achrenim. That's what the Rambam quotes. So the Magen Mishnah writes here that that's the Rambam sheet.
It's like a thriller there, so it seems, from that Gemara.
Oh.
Not that many.
Right. So that's what other Rishayim disagree with the Rambam, and they hold that the whole din of Shmur HaMatzah is only for the Kazayis Mitzvah. You don't need all the face of Shmur HaMatzah. You only need for the Kazayis HaMatzah. So
that Kazayis, which you need, is the Chiyav. It's not when you make the Achilas.
No, if you only have one Kezayis of Shmur HaMatzah, so then the Rambam quotes from the Rit, you should save it for the Afikoyman.
But if you're making the bracha, then
So the Rajman tells you to give a whole explanation. Why do you say the bracha before if you're not getting it until later? So they cover that, they explain that. Right. If you have many Kezayisim of Shmur, you should eat. Should all, everything by the Seder should be Shmur. So here the Rambam has two unique opinions. Number one, the Rambam writes lahalocha that you have to have shmur mishas ketzira. In the Gemara, it sounds like Nikaradin, we really don't hold like that, but afal pichen, afilu hachi, even though we proved that the din is not so, lahada be rava, nonetheless, rava was machmir, and marbre, the ravina was machmir, that you need shmur mishas ketzira. So the Gemara concludes it like memam, and I was going over to memam base, it's a hider to have shmur mishas ketzira. The Rambam doesn't quote a hider. Rambam says, that's the halacha, you have to have Shmur Mishas Ketzir. And then number two, the Rambam writes that it's a din all of Pesach. He doesn't put it in the Hilchas Matzah, that it's a din in the Matzah's Mitzvah should be Shmur. The Rambam writes it's a din all of Yontav Pesach, in Allah to have Chometz. The Prichodesh talks about both of these issues. So the Prichodesh writes like this. One who was Machmet each Shmur all of Pesach, not eat any Pshuta Matzah, this minig has no basis whatsoever. And even if a person had such a minik, he doesn't need a hatara. Just a minik shtus. Nothing. Garnishment, garnish. So the later pasuk say, what do you mean a minik shtus? The Rambam shita. Have you kevin avek machan a Rambam? The Rambam read that that's what it said in the Gemara, that you need shmur matzah all pesach. So they disagree with the Pichodesh, that he says a minik shtus, there's no hidur, there's nothing, garnish leif ketan. They say it can't be. Then the Pichodesh, that's lahakil, machta avek the chumer. Then he has lahachmer, also a statement, all on the same seed of shmur matzah. So the Prichodesh says, and the halacha requires leikuve that the shmur matzah has to be shmur mishas ketzira. And if it's not the Rambam, half he paskins like the Rambam, half he doesn't paskin. Against the Rambam, it's not even a midas chasidus by the shmur all of Pesach. And the other half of the Rambam, that the Rambam says you need shmur mishas ketzira, he says that's the halacha. There are no two ways about it. And whoever doesn't have shmur mishas ketzira is not yetzin as zokta brocha levatola. So the Roi Bachrenim say, we don't accept either statement of the Pichodesh. Yeah, they say it's not so. They say that Roi of the Eden in Europe, the Achrenim writes 100, 150 years ago, the Roi of the Eden in Europe couldn't afford Shmur HaMatzah. It was way too expensive. So everybody ate the Pshutas. What do you mean Pshutas? It's all Shmur. It's Shmur, Mishas Lisha. And they still do it now like that. When they manufacture all of the matzahs and Manashevitz, and there are two companies now in America. Manashevitz, I think, manufactures 99% of the matzahs, and Strike manufactures 1% of the matzahs in America. So when they bake all the matzahs, so they always push the button that they're doing everything l'shem mitzvah matzah, because they know that 85% of the Jews are going to eat pshutas. They're not going to eat shmura matzah. They're going to eat the regular pshuta matzah. So the answer is it's not pshuta. It's shmura mishas lisha. And Ruba, the Ruba of the pot, can hold against the Rambam and against the Pichodesh. Shmura mishas lisha is sufficient. So here, the Rambam writes again. The Rambam writes here in Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah, Perakei Halacha Tes, he writes that the din of shmura is a din that applies all of Pesach. And it's Shima Michimutz. It's not, has nothing to do with Asiyah L'Shma. If it would have held that Shemura Matz is Asiyah L'Shma, then it's only a din in the Kazayis Shal Mitzvah. So the Kazayis on the Leil HaSeder, the Rambam writes Shima Michimutz, so that's why he holds that it applies all the things. However, the Rambam quotes the other din as well. The Rambam quotes both halachas. In Perek Vav, when he quotes the dinim of when he begins Perek Vav, Mitzvah says, Min Atar Lechol Matzah, so he says there are certain kinds of matzah that you're not yotze with. In Perek Vav Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes, if you have chalos toida rikike nozer, you bring a korban toida to the Beis Hamikdash, so half of the lechem is chametz, some of the lechem is chametz, and some one quarter is chametz, and three quarters of the lechem of the lachmei toida are matzah. There are 10. There are 40 lachmei toida. So 10 of the 40 are chametz dik, and 30 out of the 40 are matzah. So can you use the 30 that are matzah? Some person brought, let's say, a carbon tide on Erev Pesach. The Gemara says you're not allowed to bring a carbon. You're not allowed to bring a carbon tide on Erev Pesach. That's why we don't say Mizmor L'Seder.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to bring a carbon tide on Erev Pesach. Why not? Because you're Mimayit and Mizmano Achiva. If you're bringing a carbon tide on Erev Pesach, you have to finish eating. You have to, same thing, right, on Erev Yom Kippur. You have to finish eating the Chomet Shabbat. Ooh, way before, by 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right.
You have to finish eating the Chametz Shabbat very early in the morning.
Yeah.
So, Yimayit and Nizman Achim, he may be causing it to become, maybe Ila De Absul, he may cause it to become nicer. So you're not allowed to bring a carbon tide. So either the fellow brought a carbon tide in the morning against Aloha, you're not supposed to. I mean, you're not supposed to. But if you brought it, it's still a kosher requirement. Or, Rashi comments on this Gemara, it doesn't necessarily mean that you actually brought on Er Pesach. They baked the lachmei taida. They baked it in an oven at daita that someone's going to use it for carbon taida. Either I'm going to use, someone else is going to use, and then it turned out that we didn't bring it as a lachmei taida. But still, since it was baked for the purpose of using it as lachmei taida, so the Mishnah says that sometimes it will not be acceptable for matzah, and sometimes it will. When is that? So the Mishnah says on Lamed Hayim and Aleph, it depends. If Ason Liatmo, if I bake these matzahs, I daita the 30 lachmei taida, I baked it because I planned I'm gonna bring a carbon taida the day before Erev Pesach, a week before Erev Pesach, not Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, I know they don't bring a carbon taida. I plan to bring a carbon taida a week before Pesach. The matzah is not gonna get stale, and the week is not gonna get spoiled. So I baked matzahs to use as lachmei toida, and then something came up. I didn't feel well, whatever. I never brought the carbon toida. So I baked these matzahs, adaita, absolutely. I thought I had control over the situation. I had in mind to use it for carbon toida. Then lach b'chais, I don't use it for carbon toida. It was never hukdash. I'm never magdish it as a carbon toida. Nonetheless, since I had in zin, b'shas asiyah, for lachmei toida, so it's no good for matzah. That's a tie to the sasa in the lishma. But the Mishnah says that if I baked it, I have a shop, and I baked it, ason limker lacherim, I had in zin to sell it to whoever wants it. There were always people coming to Yerushalayim to buy lachmei toida, to have a store, and have a big sign, whoever wants lachmei toida matzah should buy by me. So when you bake a daita to sell to others, so you always know that maybe they may come, they may not come, they may be left over. So milach atchila, he must have certainly had in mind that if customers come, I'll give it to them, and they'll be marked the shit as lachmei toida. If the customers don't come,
I'll use it for whatever.
I'll use it for matzah. Leil HaSeder. So then the Mishnah says, then it's not considered a tie to the sasa and the lishma. So you see, mefurish from this whole sugya. The whole sugya is on lamed ches on the base. Way the Gemara touches us the Mishnah. Ushmartem es hamatzas on the top line on lamed ches on the base. Rabbi Yosef has a drasha. Who is it? Rabbi has a drasha. Not enough Shema Mechimut. This is about a Shema Mechimut. If he's baking it to be Lach Mitoidah, so the 30 Lach Mitoidah that a matzah may not be Chomet. The 10 have to be Chomet and the 30 may not be Chomet. So about a Shema Mechimut. So the Gemara is Muchach, that's not sufficient, that a Shema Mechimut. Rabbi says, has to be matzah mishtamer, so l'shem matzah. Yachzul shem mishtamer shem matzah, l'shem zevah. Since he had in Zin for a different mitzvah, so that's a tie to the Sasra in the Lishma, and felt in the Lishma. So you see Mefurish from the Gemara, and from the Raman. The Raman quotes the Gemara, and Perikov Allah Hates, the Raman quotes the Pasuk, Shmatam Esamatas, Shmatam Shamers Linyan Matabul Vad, Avuzum Shamers Linyan Azevach, straight, the Raman quotes the whole Gemara. So you see that the Raman holds there are two Allahs here, in Shmura Matzah. The one Allah he quotes in Perikai before he even begins Hilchas Matzah. The one Allah is in each Shmura Mishas Ketziva Lechatchila, all of Pesach, Shema Mechimutz, Achashash, if you have an option of eating Shmur all of Pesach, so you should choose that option. If you can't, you can. It's like a mitzvah lachatchila. A mitzvah lachatchila, it's not an Issa to eat pshutas, but it's a mitzvah lachatchila to have Shmur all of Pesach, Shema Mechimutz.
How about a Hidur as opposed to mitzvah lachatchila? Very strong to say lachatchila to use it. More of a Hidur than anything else.
A Hidur in what? A Hidur in which mitzvah? Hidur means if I'm doing a mitzvah, so I do the mitzvah of the Hidur, but the mitzvah of eating matzah is only Leila Pesach, the rest of Pesach, there is no.
The implications if you have two matzahs in front of you, regular and shmur matzah, it's better to have the shmur matzah as opposed to the regular matzah. Chatzila is always a term, you know, ex post facto, but yeah, that it's okay.
It's okay. You can't say it's a heather over here. A heather means I'm a hadah within a mitzvah. I'm yaitzah the mitzvah shalav b'shem musa like this, and like this is mitzvah b'shem musa. Eating matzah the rest of Pesach is not a mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah b'leil ha-seder. You can't say that it's a heather. That's a shayla if it's a kiyum. That's a machloikis, and we show you in the machloikis whether there's a kiyum. Even though you're not mechuyif to eat matzah, but is there a kiyum on mitzvah you will eat the matzah? That's a machloikis, yeah. But the Rambam doesn't say explicitly about that.
A matzah is a matzah. Doesn't apply to all matzahs of a definition of matzah in the lom shumara the lom utar.
So the Rambam quotes this as shmartem is a matzah in two different places with two different meanings. In Perik, if I bake the matzah l'shem zevach l'shem mechal chetoyde v'kikin nazir, and then last v'chayis later on that I don't use it for that purpose, I want to use it for the matzah leil ha-seder. So I felt in the shmo. That's not called Asiya Samatha Lishmo.
It's not much more
closer
to Lechem Oni than a regular
matzah. Closer to Lechem Oni?
Yeah, like a Lechem Oni.
Right. Well, that's the regular matzah. You mean because the machine matzah doesn't look like the matzah they ate in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim they didn't have any machines. No.
It costs more. No,
it doesn't matter. The Gemara has... Makes me poorer. Now the Gemara has a halamina. If the Torah says lechem oini, so the Gemara says on daf mem. Maybe a person's only yaitze if it's pas hadra. Pas hadra means shenito kol hadra. It's ugly looking. Lechem oini looks awful. So the Gemara learns that from pasuk. No, even if it's a beautiful, clean, white matzah, and it doesn't look dirty at all, looks beautiful. It's very fancy. It's still called lechem oni. Lechem oni depends on the way it was made. Yeah. The specific halachas that make it lechem oni.
Eating matzah on Pesach like sitting on sukkah and sukkah. I mean, sukkah, you don't have to eat. You don't have to eat, but there is a mitzvah of eating, a kiva mitzvah of eating every meal in sukkah. What if you don't want?
Right. That's a big machlokes. You're not obligated to eat matzah after the Laila Harishon. But if you do eat matzah, is there a key or mana? So that's the machlokes in the Rishon. Achrayim have it explicitly, and then they show that if you look in the Rishonim slowly and carefully, it looks like a deferish machlokes. There were some in Europe, there were some communities where they had the minig that the people would say the bracha al achilas matzah all of Pesach. Not just the first night, just like they say, leisha basukeh, all of sukeh. All the 6 to 7 days of sukkahs, so too they would say al achilas matzah all of Pesach. But the Sechemed, yeah, all of Pesach. So the Sechemed, right, he's not happy about that, but he says he can't say that it's brachal of atal, even though the Balamor says the Feirish not so. But he thinks that according to other Rishayim and Mishgefela, maybe you should say brachal all of Pesach. We pass cannot, so you don't say brachal, but you understand that some hold that it is a mitzvah.
you're not mechuyev to, but it's a mitzvah kiyumis, and maybe you can say bracha on a mitzvah kiyumis. He has a whole discussion of that time.
Well,
You have to take a lot of money. So the Maharil says two kizais and zecher the carbon pesach that they used to eat two kizais. When they ate carbon pesach, they used to eat two kizais. So the Achronim asked, where does it say they ate two kizais? And the Mishnah says that the Yidika zais the Yaiter. So that's why they say that Maharil, the Chuvas Maharil, were written by the Maharil himself. But the Drashas Maharil, the regular sefer that starts listening here, Stephen, he tells you all the piyutim and all the yaitzvis and the kinnis and the slichas. But he gives all the minhagi beis haknesses and everything. So that sefer, Drashas Maharil, that was written by one of the Talmidim. And every so often he wrote the notes for Keres, he wrote backwards. So they say over here that the Talmud, the Talmud, they tell you his name. So they say they think the Talmud must have made a mistake. It doesn't make any sense. That the Maharil said you should eat two kizaisim al afikayim zecha l'korban pesach. Who said that they had two kizaisim? So they say he must have said zecha l'pesach v'zecha l'chagigah. Then on Leil Pesach, he used to eat a kazais of the chagigas arbosra, and then he ate a kazais of the korban pesach, and some of that's what he meant. The some of that's what he meant.
You ate before.
For the later, yeah.
So how do you, the opposite, you have to eat before, no, you shouldn't eat the pesach. Why would you leave the chagigas together?
No, so we want to make a zechet to the fact that there are the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to have two korban. So that's how the Taz and the Magen Avraham, the standard Achaim say, must be a mistake in the Maharil. He must have said, Echad Zechel Pesach, Echad Zechel Chagig. So the later Svarim writes, no. The Maharil is just quoting straight from there. There are a lot of things in the Maharil that no one knows what he's talking about. Then you look in the Tshuva Sagan, he's quoting straight from the Tshuva Sagan. A lot of things straight from the Rambam. So they say, no, this is straight from the Rambam. The Rambam says you have to eat two kizais. All the Rishonim understood the Gemara that a Pesach is Nechal Allah Sova. So all the Rishonim understood it one way, that you have to eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. You shouldn't eat the Korban Pesach in the beginning. When you're starving, you should wait till the end, and then only eat the Korban Pesach at the end. And the Rambam learns a different shot. The Korban Pesach, he doesn't write his Nechal Allah Sova. He says, you eat Korban Pesach, today with Boa Mimenu. You should eat a bigger shear. No, he says, you should eat a bigger shear. Whereas normally, Achila is the Kazayat, you should eat two Kazayat. That's how the Rambam learns. You should eat two Kazayat. And he says, the first Kazayat is in the beginning of the meal, Kadesh Shechel Korban Pesach Letayavan. And then he says, you eat up a whole meal, then you eat the kazayis at the end of the meal, kedei lizboa mimenu, like one Tana says, ve'achalta v'savata v'erachta. The Gemara has a machlekes satanayim and brachas, how much bread do you have to eat in order to have to bench? Machlekes ha'meir abudis. So one Tana says, a kazayis, ve'achalta, en achilas plus mikazayis. The other Tana says, no, it says v'savata. So what does it mean v'savata? Twice achila. You should eat two kazayis. So that's what the Rambam writes over here. You should eat korban pesach. Kedela's boa mimenu, you should eat two kazaisim of the korban pesach. So the Rambam gives you the whole seder. He says, Menuchas Chametz Amatzah. He gives you the whole seder, Bizman Shebeis Amigdash Ayakayim. In Perek Ches, Seder Asiyas Mitzvah Seder B'Leil Chamishos Et Kachu. So he says, at the beginning of the meal, Halacha Perek Ches, Halacha Zayin. He says, you eat a kazais of the Chagigas Arboasar, then you eat a kazais of the korban pesach, then you eat the whole meal. After you finish eating the whole meal, then you eat another kazais of the korban pesach. Kidei lizboa himenu.
He
writes. He ate the meal.
So that was must also the meal.
Yeah, no, korban pesach. No, the Rambam quotes the din that you have to eat korban pesach ala sova. So whereas Tesis learns ala sova means you should eat the korban pesach at the end of the meal when you're ready, when you're not hungry, when you're not starving anymore. The Rambam says, not true. He eats the korban pesach. The first kazayis he eats in the beginning of the meal, when he is hungry. In order that he should eat the korban pesach for teyoven. Yeah. But then he says, what the Gemara means, Allah sova, doesn't mean Allah sova. You should eat two kazayis. Eat an additional kazayis. So that's what the Maharil, he just quoted from the Rambam. A lot of things in the Maharil like that. The Chazanish pointed out, there are a lot of shverim Maharils that traditionally everybody thought there must be something wrong there. So he just points out, it's enough in a Rambam, enough in a Tshuva Sagan. The Maharil is just quoting the from the Rishonim and from the Goyim that he had.
How does it mean that the Lachmei Matzah was from Zeva? Maybe there is another part of the Tzotzah. When he baked it, he wanted to eat the Mishnayim and Halayla Echad. wants to eat the drum saizo, it already recognized. And that he certainly didn't have in mind to eat the shnayim and mushtay lailah. When he baked it the day before.
So no, but he baked it 2 weeks before.
Oh.
He baked it 2 weeks before. No, he baked it a long time ago. That's the kasha they ask against Rashi. That's the kasha. Rashi is quoted by the Rishonim as saying that you're not yaitzei matzah unless the matzah was baked after chatzos on Erev Pesach. Why? Because the Gemara says in the end of Arbei Pesachim, are you yaitzei matzah if you eat the matzah balayla after chatzos, after midnight? There's a dinner korban Pesach that you have to eat it. Here on Kupkov on the bank. Korban Pesach has to be eaten before Chatzai. And there's Machlek, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lozman, and Azari, whether that din is a din deraisa, a din derabbanon. Yeah. Rabbi Kiva says the din of Chatzai, but Korban Pesach is only a din derabbanon. If you'd be permitted to eat the Korban Pesach even after Chatzai, you can eat it up until Alois HaShach. Alois HaShach is pitch black outside. If you look outside, it'll look like it's still dark, you'll be eating away from the Korban Pesach. You'll be chayv kares. If you eat the korban pesach after alo zashach, it was nicer. And one who eats nicer is chayv kares. So kedei lahachik sodom an avere, he said midirabonon, you're not permitted to eat korban pesach after chatzos. And Rabbi Lozman Azariah learns that from Gzeira Shavah. Ve'ochlu tabosa balay lazeh. The other pasuk says balay lazeh. So he learns that chatzos is a din deraisa by korban pesach. You have to eat the korban pesach by chatzos. So we pass in chatzos. You have to finish korban pesach by chatzos. How do we pass them? Do we pass them like our blood and Azariah pass like our Bikini? What's the difference? You have to eat it by Chatzos. What's an Afkimina? The Gemara says, no, Shanaim Ola Nafkimina, big Nafkimina. If the Chatzos is only a Gzeira de Rabbanon, Shem Yavar de Achilas Noisar, then it doesn't apply to Matzah. What great tragedy will happen if we eat Matzah after Chatzos? It'll be pitch black outside, and he'll think that it's still Laila, and it really did after Alois HaShachar. But the dog not brought the batol, I shake the shans of son Alachibos Matz. It's only an issue to Rabban, exactly Michaib Kore. If you eat the Korban Pesach, you have to allow Zashach, you have Kore. You're even Avera here, it's only an Avera to Rabban, it's there, brought the batol, and the Matz.
The Brachel,
it's far eating before. That's what he said, he said the Brachel beginning. Yeah. There's some people. Okay, there's a lot of no problem. But even if he's going to begin to say this so late.
Yeah.
Then he's not going to get to say the bracha of Alachilas Matzah till after Alos HaShachar. The world also won't come to an end. So what shaykh to make a gzera de Rabbanon? So the Gemara says, if the din of Chatzos by the Korban Pesach is only mid Rabbanon, so you have no right to apply it to the Matzah. If the din of Chatzos is their right by the Korban Pesach, then the Gemara says we have a hekish. So just like the man of Korban Pesach is at Chatzos Alayla, so too the man of Matzah is also at Chatzos Alayla. Akan states in the Gemara. That's in the Gemara. So the Rishonim quotes the Shulchan Rashi. This was the practice of all of the Balei HaTosfos. We're not seeing Shemais. The Mechaber quotes the Torah. All the Rishonim did like this. You're not Yaitzei. In fact, in the Sefer HaNayor, that his father published a few years ago, he long arichas in about this, that they used to bake the matzah on Erev Pesach in the morning, before Shacharit. In the morning on Erev Pesach. They wouldn't bake it before. No. Erev Pesach in the morning, before they went to Dan and Shacharit, they used to bake it. Others have the version that Rashi was Medakte, they baked the matzah after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. And others quote that Rashi was Medakte to bake it on Erev Pesach in the morning, and they would bake it before Shacharit. Before Shacharit. So what do you gain by that? That's the question. What do you gain? So they quote in the name of Rashi, half of the Rishon quote like this in the name of Rashi. Just like the Gemara has a hekish that you cannot be yaitzei matzah if you all chatzos balayla as it's in their eyes like Rav Lozman Azari. So you cannot eat matzah after chatzos balayla because of the hekish. So too, when they get to the shchitas ha-pesach, just like shchitas ha-pesach cannot be before chatzos, we pass if you shech the pesach before chatzos is possible. The Gemara has a machlokes whether there was even a Tana who disagreed. Gemara has a shayla whether was there a Tana who disagreed or not, a shah, Ben Beseirah. The two versions, whether Ben Beseirah in the first Perek and Zochim disagreed. But we don't talk about Ben Beseirah anyway. So if he shech the Korban Pesach before Chatzos in the afternoon, for sure it's not good. So who has the Nami Rashi says, if he bake the matzahs before Chatzos in the afternoon, it's no good. So all the Rishonim ask, how can it be? But the Mishnah is talking about he baked Chalas Toy, the Rikikinah, he baked it a week before. Weeks before. How can Rashi say such a thing that you're not Yates? It's not against all the Mishnayis. So that's why the Ikar HaDin we don't hold from Rashi. So how can Rashi say a thing that's stuck against all the Mishnayis? It's a Chapelet. So I thought maybe it's, I thought maybe you have to say, like Rabitzele Ponevizhe has a famous comment in the Zecha Yitzchak, the two different people. Rabitzele Ponevizhe, Rabitzele Tetzaburger. Rabitzele Tetzaburger was a big Baal Musa. He was a Talmud of Sosan. Rabitzele Ponevizhe was a very different person. He was not, he didn't like, Rabitzele Tetzaburger didn't like Rabitzele Ponevizhe. He didn't like him at all. In fact, they, he made fun. He was a big Baal Musa, but he couldn't contain himself. He was making fun when they started the Panevesh Yeshiva. Rabbi Gifter liked to tell over this story. that he heard it from Rabbi Shach, I think he heard it from Rabbi Zalman, heard it from Rabbi Tetzaburger. They used to say, they put an advertisement in the newspaper, they're going to start a yeshiva in Panevesh, and anyone who wants to say yeshiva should apply. So they had all kinds of candidates to apply. So came the Marshal, the Yeshua, many people came, Rabbi Tzalat, Panevizhe came. So they, when the committee interviewed the candidates, so they said, the Marshal, no, he's not there for Haskalah anymore, so we'll give him the Mechina Shia, we'll give him the first year. The Yeshua is already a little more, so we'll give him the next year. Rabbi Tzalat, Panevizhe, we're going to give him the top Shia. He was making fun of Rabbi Tzalat, Panevizhe, Keilu, he's better than the Marshal and better than the Pnei Yeshua. He was a big Gilui. He was a Goyen Adir. But Sachnish Tov Gigem was a Talmidim. So for Maisa, everyone who learned by him was, not everybody was Yotze to the Tavis Ruh. Mm-hmm. Everybody was Yotze to the Tavis Ruh. Because he wasn't a Baal Musa, and he was living in the Olam, so he was living in the clouds. He was saying Gevaldige Chidushim. Rabbi Rudiman used to tell over the story that they were going to convince him to go learn by Rabbi Tzala, and then at this, one of the Bali Musa told him, you better not go, you all should come on Apikoris, and he didn't go. And he said, they were all going to the Tavis Ruh. They were all later, he met them in America, they were Chalai Shabbos. They weren't Shami Mitzvah at all, later on. Because he was such a going out there, he had no geduld for human beings. So they were both great going, but a very different, personality. So the Zecha Yitzchak, Rabbi Tzala, Ponevizhe has this, shtickle terror. There's a famous thesis in Kiddush and Allah Metches Amar Aleph. The thesis has a quote from the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Pasuk says in Sefer Yeshua that Bayochlo Mi'avur Ha'aretz Mi'mocher Sapesach. When they crossed over the yard and they came into Eretz Yisrael, and David Yeshua Benun, because he only ate the Tzvuach Hadosha in Eretz Yisrael, on Chalamay Pesach. Mi'mocher Sapesach. Why'd they wait till Chalamay Pesach? So the Gemara says, first they brought the Minchas Ha'omer, the Korban Ha'omer, on the first day of Chalamayim, and then it was mutter to eat Chodesh, because it's a din lech mekolu kam lasochlu. At etzem ayim, they are not allowed to eat the new tzvuah until you bring the minchas ha'omer on the first day of Chalamayim. So they had to bring the omer, and then it was mutter. So Tosfos quotes Akasha from Yerushalmi, they weren't allowed to eat anything. They didn't eat any of the tzvuah chadasha until they brought the minchas ha'omer. But what if someone got stuck and he wouldn't have anything for matzah? Why don't you say yes to the chalamayim? Why can't you, if you have no choice, why can't you use matzah shel chodosh for makam mitzvah say yes to dechal oitzeh? No. Esa dechal oitzeh is the opposite for mitzvah b'mavera. When do you apply esa dechal oitzeh? The opposite. When do you apply esa dechal oitzeh is that you're allowed to violate the avera. When you say that it's a mitzvah b'mavera, so the Shag Nasari says, we know the answer. Whenever it's biyidna, whenever it's simultaneous, at the time that I'm fulfilling the mitzvah, that's when I'm violating the avera. Then the halacha says that the esther is zeicha de lo yisrael, so there's no avera. It's matzah the avera. But at first I'm going to do the avera now. I'm going to steal a lulav and an esther. A chadish can lulav and an esther. I'm going to steal a matzah now, and then a leil pesach halita matzah. So the avera, first comes the avera, and then the mitzvah comes later. So the mitzvah later cannot undo the avera that was done before. That's called the mitzvah of avera. But if the Aveir is simultaneous with the mitzvah, then we apply the other rule that essay is Zecha Vaisev. So that's the Tosfos quotes the Kasha from Yerushalmi. Why does the Pasuk seem to say that nobody ate matzah shel chodosh, nobody ate matzah before they brought the Minchas Omer? What if somebody got stuck and then they didn't have any other matzah, non-chodosh matzah? Whenever you have non-chodosh, you don't say essay Zecha Vaisev, it's Zecha Vaisev. If you have kosher matzah, they won't say yes to the chalitzah. But what would be if someone would get stuck? Sounds from the pasuk in Yeshua that nobody ate from the tzvuah chadosh. Yerushalmi asks, why not? Why not apply yes to the chalitzah? Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi has two answers on the kash. So the achreinim ayal all ask a kash. What kind of yes to the chalitzah? But the Mishnah says on daf lamed hey going over the whole sugya, that you're only yotzei matzah if it's kosher. If it's a treifa matzah, you're not yotzei. Nothing to do with mitzvah baba veira. The Gemara gives the whole reason. You're only yotzei if it's boli deyisa chomet. But if it's going to have another iser, then you're not yotzei. So what's the hava meaning that you should... Yeah. So what's the hava meaning in Taisus to the name of the Yerushalmi that you want to use a matzah shal chadash? The yotzei mitzvah, it's possible. A matzah shal chadash, it's possible. A matzah macholot asuris is a possible matzah. So what's the hava meaning? So Rabbi Tzalat Panevish writes in his statement, Zecha Yitzchak, he wants to suggest a teret. So he says, we all know, in yeshivas, we all know that there are really two parts to the mitzvah matzah. One part to the mitzvah matzah is that it's hachshera the pisco, that it enhances the kiyum of achilas korban pesach. Is it, in fact, there's one opinion in the Gemara. There's one opinion that matzah is man as it's only the rabbanon.
There's no
pesach. Yeah, it's man just like morah. Right. So the Gemara quotes one Amira, the Gemara quotes this one Amira who's of the opinion of Yosef. He's of the opinion that Matzah Bizmanaz is only the Rabbanah. Because when you have no carbon Pesach, he is the Gemara and Daf Kuf Tez Zayin on the day. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Sheshin, they were both of the opinion that Matzah Bizmanaz is only the Rabbanah. It's only a mitzvah there, right? So this man that you have carbon Pesach because it's Echsher the Pisco. Gemara Daf Tzadik has such an alosha. Echsher the Pisco. If you don't, that's on Kuf Tez Zayin on the day, the Gemara has. If Matzah Bizman is only Rabbanah because there's no carbon pesach. We don't pass him like that. Why? We accept what he said. Avad and Matzah is Hachshev with the Pisco. Yeah. But in addition to being Hachshev with the Pisco, it also exists as a mitzvah b'fnei atma. So the Meiler, Rabbi Tzalat Panevezhe writes in his sefer, there are really two kiyumim to Matzah. One is the teres mitzvah b'fnei atma, a separate mitzvah to eat Matzah. And there's another thing, if you're eating carbon pesach and you have a Matzah to Ram Yachlu, and Matzah Mar together with the carbon pesach, but that enhances the mitzvah korban pesach. In fact, the mechilta has a havamina. That if you eat the korban pesach and you didn't have any matzah morer, a havamina that you're not yotzei korban pesach. So kamash malon aposik teaches me that it's not so. That for the yevet you yotzei the mitzvah korban pesach shalom bishloim musa. The mitzvah korban pesach bishloim musa with al matzah simran tzadamit, everything all together. But for the yevet you yotzei al kapon in the mitzvah shalom bishloim musa. So Rabbi Tzalat suggests. And maybe there's a chilek. Maybe when the Mishnah says this requirement, Handaf Lamed Hey, that a treifa matzah is simply possible, that you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah, maybe that's only vis-a-vis, maybe that's only with respect to the din of matzah as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. But maybe b'toras achshere the pisco, it's not possible that says that it has to be a kosher matzah. Maybe that's governed with the regular din of esadar haloi seseh. So maybe that was Tesis kasher, b'shem ha-yushalmi. That if somebody was missing kosher matzah, they didn't have any yoshan matzahs, and the only matzah they can get would be chadash. True, they wouldn't be able to be yaitzah the mitzvah matzah b'fnei atzma, but chadash eat the matzah, but teres achshere the tisla, zog esa decha lai sesei, chadash be mekai mahal the mitzvah. So the Yerushalmi answered that it's no good, that you can't, two reasons why, you can't apply esa decha lai sesei in this case. So that's the famous comment that he makes. And maybe they're two different deeds. In fact, so it could be...
Rashi also.
Huh?
Rashi.
It could be that maybe that's what Rashi meant. What do you mean that you have a hekesh between the Korban Pesach and the Matzah? What does Pesach got to do with Matzah? Matzah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, Pesach is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So maybe Rashi understood in the Gemara, why do you have to eat the Matzah before Chatzos? What does Matzah got to do with Pesach? So maybe the Gemara Gufa, maybe the Gemara meant to say, you have to eat the matzah of Hechshera, the Pischa.
But that's only you have Korban Pesach, it's Hechshera, but now you don't have it.
So maybe this man is there, we eat the Korach, we eat the Afikoyman, it's all Zechele, Korban Pesach.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what the Gemara means. That matzah, the matzah that we eat, this man is there, is a mitzvah of matzah. That's how you can eat it after Chatzos. It wouldn't even be a brochel of Atonos. There's no din of Chatzos, Mechatais. Maybe Rashi, maybe the Gemara only meant to say that Matzah b'teres achshere the pisco. That has to be eaten before Chatzos. If you hold it, Korban Pesach is a din deraisa. You have to eat it before Chatzos. So the Matzah des manazeh, that zeche, so the achshere the pisco, maybe that also has to be before Chatzos. Maybe that's what it means. So maybe that's what Rashi meant about baking it in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. You can't say that Rashi is forgetting all the Gemara. How can you say it's against all the Mishnayos? State the Farish all over the place. You can bake the matzahs weeks before.
That's the same thing.
That's the Yishalim.
Right.
Yes. Right. All the Baliates is on the doctor. The base of Matas on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. So how can it be? What were they machmir for? State the Ferish that it's good without it. So maybe that's what they understood. I don't know. Sapella. Maybe they held Avad and Avad, the mitzvah of Matzah b'fnei atzmo has nothing to do with Korban Pesach. Who says you have to? You don't have to bake it in the afternoon? You don't have to eat it before Chatzos HaLaila. That's a mitzvah matzah. It's a separate mitzvah. Maybe what they were worried about was the mitzvah matzah, the teres achshera, the pischa. And even though the Zman said we have no Korban Pesach, well, we eat zechel Korban Pesach. We eat avikayim zechel Pesach, and so on. So maybe that's what they were worried about, that that's hukash to the Korban Pesach. So that Rashi helped, just like the Gemara said, that Chatzos HaLaila of Korban Pesach carries over to that matzah. So Rashi helped that the Chatzos HaYoyim, that it has to be baked in the afternoon, just like the Korban Pesach has to be prepared after Chatzos, so that matzah has to be baked after Chatzos. But to say that you're not yesh to anything, if the matzah was baked before, that's impossible. That's against all the Mishnayim. Rashi has to be masking. Maybe he only meant to say, like Abitzala Petra, like Abitzala Panavisha said. Two different dinim of matzah. For the one din you need, that it should be hukash l'kar pesach. For the other din, perhaps he's masking that you don't need.
This would be a minute.
In fact, there's a questionable statement in the Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch writes on Parshas Vahaloiso. When he writes the dinim of Pesach Sheni, of Pesach Sheni. Whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon has to bring Pesach Sheni. So what do you do in Pesach Sheni? So there's no Yisrael Bal Yeror, and there's no Yisrael eating Chomei, there's no Mitzvah Matzah, there's only Korban Pesach with the Hechsher with the Piskol. Matzah from Ram Yachlu is the Hechsher with the Piskol. So the Sefer Achinuch writes that Matzah that you eat on Pesach, those who didn't bring Pesach Rishon, who bring Pesach Sheni, and have to eat Matzah and Mor together with the Pesach Sheni, that Matzah has to be Shmura Matzah. Mush Deiter has to be Shmura Matzah. It has to be made with Shmura Matzah. We usually assume that the whole idea of Shmura Matzah, we usually assume not like the Rambam. Shmura, all the 8 days of Pesach. Shema Mechimit, we usually assume differently. Shmura means Asiyah Lishma. And you can argue the point and say, you only need Asiyah Lishma for the mitzvah Matzah HaNachelis B'fnei Atzma. But for the Matzah which is Nachelis B'teres Achshira the Pispa, maybe Bechlal there's no din of Shmura Matzah on that. So on Pesach Sheni, that's all you have. On Pesach Rishon, on regular Pesach, you have the double key. You have Mitzvah Matzah, you have the Mitzvah Hechsher Matzah, as Hechsher with the Pesach. On Pesach Sheni, there is no Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma Matzah. There's only the Mitzvah Hechsher with the Pesach. So one could argue the point in Dingzach with the Sefer Achinuch. He really doesn't have a marker. There's no marker in the Gemara. You could argue the point that there's some Dingzach. And they kind of know that perhaps the whole din of Shmura is only a din when you're eating Matzah, the Torah's Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma. If the matzah is eaten as achshere the pischa, you don't need. Who says you need shmur? You don't need lishma. What do you mean lishma? But what mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah. It's just
a hechsher.
It's just a hechsher of the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is beautiful. The Korban Pesach is lishma. They're talking that the matzah that's achshere the pischa also has to be not a lishma. Okay, let's talk. Maybe by next week we'll be doing a Shabbat Korban Pesach. We close it all the time. Okay.